I don't subscribe to this. I think possibly at the top level, the game's quickened up a bit. Probably the bodies are more finely tuned, which means that they should be fitter. They should be able to cope with the extra demands. But you just have to think that there's a little bit of mollycoddling going on. And players get rested for games, but they train. Just put me player's head on. I'd sooner play than train. I think every single footballer who loves football and doesn't see it as a job would prefer to play instead of train. So I just don't see the need to rest players or to think that they're playing too much. You know, I grew up playing Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon. If you want enough, you'll do it. And if you're successful, you don't feel tired anymore.
Chesterfield next, team you've already beaten this season, of course. They've been perhaps slightly surprisingly down at the bottom of the table since being relegated. Has it been a surprise to you to see them come out of League One and end up kind of scrabbling to keep their place in League Two?
It has, yeah. It has been a big surprise. They've got good players. You know, on any given day, they're capable of beating you. You know, we certainly won't be taking them lightly. We know that they can be dangerous. And, you know, I've seen some games where they've been really unfortunate to lose the games. And if you just go back to last time we played Morecambe, they were unfortunate there. So we know that every game we play is going to be difficult, and Saturday will be no different.
A managerial change there, obviously, earlier in the season. How difficult is it for a manager who doesn't have loads of experience to go into a situation like that and try and get them up the table?
He knows a lot about the game. He's no stranger to this level as well. I'm just glad he's not playing, because he's still scoring and stuff, to be honest. But no, he's done a little bit of an apprenticeship elsewhere, so you know he's used to dealing with players. And I say, if you get the right 11 on the pitch and they're all at it at the same time, the manager's influence becomes watered down somewhat.
Much though they need the points, obviously, to get away from those relegation places. It's so congested at the top end, isn't it? I think the Morecambe game, you were sixth in the live table, and then the game got abandoned and you were 10th.
Frustrating. Oh, you can throw a blanket over top 12, top 13, and I think it'll be like that till the end of the season. Consequently, I think probably 82 points will get you promoted automatically. 72 will get you in the playoffs. And you possibly might need 50 to stay up. There's a fine line between being successful and flirting with disaster, with what people would regard relegation.